He's admitting he ate the peris. He's only saying he ate the peris of his own field. He's saying, I bought it off you 3 years ago. Therefore, what I ate now is my own peris. So that's a good sushi to the Naschal Rav Abba. Here there's an Eidechet saying, you ate fruits for 2 years of Reuven's karka. Shimon is saying, I admit that I ate the fruits, but I ate my own. So the Maaseh, there's an Eidechet against you. You have to swear now against the Eidechet. The Shmuah should be that I did not eat these last 2 years, and you can't swear that, because you say you did eat. Therefore it's called Yemachuyev Shmuah, and we have the klal of Mitosh and Yav Lishva, Tak would be Mishalim. That's in this case where the Eidechet only says 2 years. But in our case where the Eidechet says 3 years, here it's no Tushtel, because 3 years is a good proof to Shimon, therefore there's no Chiyev Shmuah over here. There's a Rashbam just Pisarech Nami. There's no proof. In other words, our case where the Eidechet says 3 years is not doing with the Naschal Rav Abba. But I call upon him, what is the halacha? The Rashbam says, true, mikol mokom, ze yasra kaka. Shimon is going to lose this field. Shreyein lo edi chazaka, because the Maaseh doesn't have edi chazaka. As Reuven said, what are you doing in my field that belongs to me? Shimon says, I admit it once belonged to you, but I bought it off you 3 years ago, and I ate there the last 3 years. So Bezal says, okay, prove it. Like you're admitting that Reuven owned the field before. You have to have a proof now that you ate there the last 3 years. The Maaseh Shimon doesn't have a proof. Shimon only has one Eidechot that he ate there for the last 3 years. But it's only an Eidechot. An Eidechot is not strong enough to be Maaseh Mamon. So therefore Shimon can't prove it that he ate from in this karka the last 3 years. Therefore he doesn't have a Chazaka. Say Nechanami. The field taka goes back to Reuven. That koponim, it's not a Tzushtel to Naschal Rav Abba. It's not the reason of the case of Naschal Rav Abba. But Naschal Rav Abba, the case was, because since he has to swear and he can swear, therefore we take it away. But over here, it's not a Chiyuv Shvuah at all. The only case to be a Chiyuv Shvuah is where there's one Eidechot saying 2 years. Tell them what's like this. Ha'u Arvo, there was a ship. To have a Minsi Olei Beitre. Two people arguing over this ship. Ha'yoma didihi, fa'yoma didihi. Each one was saying the ship belongs to me. Rashbam says, Svino Shebenor, it's a ship, not on dock, but it's out in the river. Hai Oma Didihu, Veloize, Veloize, Murzokimbo. We're talking about that neither of them right now is holding on to the ship. We said the ship is in the river. Midulo Ram, Yolo Mastis, Nishtai Merchsa Metalis. Because if we're talking about that they're both in the ship, they're both grabbing onto the ship, each one saying it belongs to me, if so, then the Gemara should have brought a proof from the first mission above Mitzia, or the case of Shnai Merchsa Metalis. That there we say, Shezeh Noit Lamokim Shiyod Megas, as much as you're holding on to the ship, as much as you're holding on to the talis, that should belong to you. So you should get as much as you're holding on. Vizeh Noit Lamokim Shiyod Megas. And the rest we just say, Yachleiku. For Lo Yamrina Kol Diolam Govar. And there by Shnai Mechsim Talis, we do not say the Svar of Kol Diolam Govar, whoever stronger could grab it. So since the Gemara here does not bring a proof from that Mishnah, we have to say here we're talking differently than the Mishnah of Shnai Mechsim Talis. Shnayim Echsim Talis is when two people are holding on to the talis and each one says it belongs to him. But since he's a muchzik in the karka, there we have a lochas of Yachleiku. But over here, neither of them is holding on to the ship. The ship is out in the river, and two people are complaining to Bez, each one is saying it belongs to me. So what happened here was, Osi Chad Minayla Vedina. So one of them now came to Bezdin, the Yomer, and he said to Bezdin like this, listen, Tivsuha, I want you, Bezdin, to grab a hold of this ship. Like, I want the ship now to be under your control. Ademaisi Sadi Didihi. Until I go and find to Adim, bring to Adim, that this ship really belongs to me. But I want you, Bezdin, to hold on to it. So, Rashbam explains why. Tivsu, Pen Yemachrenu, because I'm afraid maybe my other friend here, he'll sell it in between. While I'm going to look for to Adim, maybe he'll sell it. So in order to stop him from selling it, I want you, Bezdin, now to take control over the ship. Just to be afraid that maybe my friend will grab hold of the ship, that would mean nothing. Because since everybody knows that you two people are arguing about the ship, and right now when you started to argue, nobody was a muchzik, so if one person would grab it now, we know like he's grabbing it. So that's not called a chazoka. That's not the problem, we would grab it. We'd take it away from him. The problem is, though, maybe he would sell it to somebody else. So therefore, the Reuven, the first one, came to Bezdin and told Bezdin, listen, you grab hold of it now and hold on to it. Stop my friend Shimon from selling it.
until I come back and bring you to where it belongs to me. So the question is, does Bezdin listen to him or not? Tafsinon, or loy tafsinon? Does Bezdin grab a hold of the ship in the meantime or not? So Rashbam says, what's the shayla? Like, why not? Tafsinon, tafsinon, Rashbam says, Milayma, do we say that Tafsilu Bezdin, that Bezdin should grab a hold of it? Do'i loy mishkach asadi, if this Ruvain that's looking for Adim does not find, Hadrinan would bring it back again. Or Maskinin like Kidimikora will let it be the same way it was before. For like his said Balasvina, Betvisas Bezdin Klum. And therefore the fact Bezdin grabbed a hold of this ship in between, while Reuven was looking for Adim, nobody had a loss. Because if Reuven comes back with Adim, true, it belongs to Reuven. If Reuven does not come back to Adim, so we'll let it go free again, the ship, and let them fight it over again. So therefore one smar is Bezdin should grab it in the meantime. But Idilma, maybe no. Maybe this first should be no. We should not let you grab the ship. Bezdin should not grab the ship in the meantime. Why? Maybe Reuven will not be able to find Adim if the ship belongs to him. And then, since Bezdin grabbed it, Bezdin has no right now just to let it go Hefker again, to let them two fight over it. That's not a psak of Bezdin, like we'll soon see. Come on, like we'll see later. Like, therefore, once Bezdin grabs it, Bezdin cannot let go of it until they know for sure who owns it. But they can't just not let it go free. The Nimsiv, so then, Shehefs and Balasvino. Then the fact Bezdin grabbed it now, the real owner may lose out, Al Yudenu. Why? Do you have the Shafkin and Law? Because if Bezdin would have just left it alone, Dilma have the Yolam. Maybe the real owner would be stronger. The Gova Balasvino, the Balasvino would really grab it and get it. Well, that means he'll be able to bring better rayas. The Nimsa Zeicha Bishloi, who Taka Bizeich with really what belongs to him. That's the shayla over here. Does Bezdin have a right to grab it right now? No, really the shayla is, if Bezdin would grab it in the meantime, and then when Reuven comes back without Adim, is Bezdin allowed to just let go of the ship again and let it go free, let them two fight over it? Then everything would be good. Or else maybe no, once Bezdin has it under their control, it's not nice and not a lot of time, let it go Hefko. Bezdin can only give it back to the real owner. And here Bezdin, we do not know who the real owner is. Bezdin will have to hold on to it. And then it may come out a loss to the real owner, because maybe if he would have let it go without touching it at all, then the real owner would grab it. Now the real owner can't grab it, he'll lose out, so maybe we should not touch it. So that's the shayla. So Mara says, Rav Huna Roma Tavtinu. Rav Huna says, yes, Bezdin has the right now to grab the ship. Kolzaman Reuven is going out looking for Adim. Bezdin holds the ship in order that Shimon should not be able to sell it. And then when Reuven, either if he finds Adim, for sure it's his. If he does not find Adim, Bezdin lets the ship go again, and they two fight over again. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Loi Tavsinu, no. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Bezdin has no right now to go and grab the ship. They have to leave the ship. Now, Ozav V'Loi Ashkach Sadi. Let's say Reuven went to try and find Adim, the ship belongs to him, and he couldn't find Adim. Amar Lo Afku. So now Reuven says, listen, let the ship go free, Bezdin. V'chol Diolam Govar, whichever one is stronger, will win over. So Rashbam says, V'chol Diolam Govar, whoever is stronger will win. Bein Berayas, Bein Bekoyach. Rashbam says, either way, stronger means either I'll be able to prove it to you through Rayas, I'll bring a lot of proof. Or else, Tom, I'm stronger than you, I'll beat you up. I'm strong, I have more muscle than you. K'maisha Poesik of Nachman Lefanenu, Kol Diolam Govar. Then the Chorda Kashka is what kind of svar is that? If you have a big bully, the other guy's a weak guy, so pshita that the bully is going to win. So one svar is that there's a svar that still, a person that really owns it, he'll be moist nefesh for it. And the guy that doesn't own it, he'll give in easier. So even though the guy's not so strong, but the maisa, if he really knows this is, he'll find out more and more mesius nefesh, and the other guy will give in. So such a svar we let go of, kol diolam gover. We let them fight it out, whoever's stronger, he keeps it. So that's the shiloh over here. Let's say Bezdin did grab it. For some reason, Bezdin grabbed it. And now Reuven cannot find Adim that belongs to him. So does Bezdin let it go now out to be a psak of Kol Diolam Gover or not? Afku v'Kol Diolam Gover, or Loi Mafkina, maybe no. Maybe like we said this far before, since Bezdin is holding it, so once holding on to it, it's not right for Bezdin to let it go without giving it back to the real owner. The Rashbam says, Loi Mafkina. Once Bezdin got a hold of money, they're not allowed to let it go free. Bezdin has to hold on to it now until they know for sure who to give it back to. That's the way Bezdin's knowing. Bezdin can't stop let money go free. That's the shalom. Does Bezdin give it back or not? So again, it's a machlokes. Rabbi Yudah Roma Loi Mafkin. Rabbi Yudah says no. Bezdin has no right to let it go free. Bezdin has to hold on to it until they know exactly who to give it back to. That's Rabbi Yudah Shitasai. That's what Rabbi Yudah said before, that therefore, since if Bezdin does grab it, Bezdin cannot let go of it, so therefore, L'chatchila, Bezdin is not supposed to grab it, in order that we should not be master the real owner. Because if Bezdin does not take it, then the psak will be called the Yolam Gover, and then the real owner may grab it. So Rabbi Yudah says, L'chatchila, Bezdin should not grab it. Just if Bezdin went ahead and grabbed it, then the loch is, Loi Mafkin, and Bezdin does not let go of it. However, Rav Papa Rama no Mafkin, Rav Papa says no, Bezdin could let go of it. Bezdin only held on to it now for the typus of Reuven, that maybe Reuven will find Edim and Shimon should not sell it. But now that Reuven cannot find Edim, so now Bezdin lets it go the same way it was before, and they have a psakna of called the Yom Gover. And the Machlokes, the Gemara says, V'hilchaso Loi Tafsinon, V'echadatopis Loi Mafkin, we take a pasuk like Rabbi Yehuda. That since the loch is, if Bezdin grabs it, Bezdin cannot let go of it. Bezdin has to hold on to it until they know who it owns. And if they don't know who owns it, they have to keep on holding on to it. So if so, they're ruining it for the real owner. Therefore, the din is also Loi Tafsinon. Bezdin Lekatchila is not supposed to go and grab the ship. They have to leave the ship alone at all times. And therefore, there'll be a psak of Kol Yolam Gover. Maybe the right owner will receive it. All right, turn over.
Sada Gemara says, this is the case,
that Zo'oimah Shalavoisai, V'Zo'oimah Shalavoisai, each one says, Rashbam says, Bein Besvina, Bein Bekarka, whatever they're arguing over, where this one says, this ship belongs to me, the other one says, no, I mean, this ship belongs to my father, that's what Reuven says, Shimon says, no, the ship belongs to my father, that's Bein Bekarka, it's a Shalom, this Karka right now, Reuven says, this Karka belongs to my father, it's mine, Shimon says, no, this Karka belongs to my father, it's mine. And v'yein edus v'chazokul is yosim is there. Neither of them has chazokus or edus more than the other. So it's a pure suffix right now. We do not know who owns it. So what should we do? Here's Rav Nachman's famous psak, Amar Rav Nachman, called the Olam Gover. That's such a psak over here. Where neither of them are muchzokim, here's not them with the Shnayim Erichsim Batalis. Shnayim Erichsim Batalis, when two people are holding on to it, since they're muchzoki holding on to the kli, the fact they're holding on to it, we see like it belongs to me. And you're holding on to it, but see it belongs to you. So like here, Bezdin can't say, Kol Yolam Gover. Bezdin sees now, like Edus, this thing belongs to both of us. Therefore, Bezdin has to say, Achleiku. There we divide it up. Mashenken over here, they're not Mukzokim. The ship is outside in the ocean. Ros Karka, you're not Mukzik on Karka. Sama Shalom, now who owns this Karka? Well, therefore, we don't have any proof. One person more than the other person. Therefore, we say, Kol Yolam Gover. Rashbam says, right. Now the Gemara says, "O Maishna, so why is this different? Mishnei shtaros hayotzim b'yamecha. If two shtaros that came out from Bezdin the same day, Shvam says, "O Maishna, mishnei shtaros hayotzim lefaneinu. Two shtaros come in front of us to Bezdin. Al soda achas on one field, she Reuven. Reuven first owned this karka. Now shekosev shtar maton leShimon. Reuven the same day wrote up a shtar maton to give the field away to Shimon. Who shtar maton to Levi?" And the same day he wrote a second shtar that Levi has, that Reuven gave me the field. But the machlok is now Shimon and Levi, who has this field? They both have a shtar that Reuven gave them a present. Ushneim b'yem echad, both of them was written on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. But then so shein zeh muchzik yesem izeh klal. V'yafil nizbar shishimim b'shachar, Levi achar, achar b'erev, ein akdom b'shtar. El b'shlayim will see there. V'akol parim, since in the shtar you only write the day, you don't write the hour of the day, so therefore it's all the same thing. No matter one, even though one's written in the morning, one in the afternoon, they still have the same aloch of Hilchos Shtaros. So the Kitzah, Shimon and Levi both have a shtar that Reuven gave him this field for present. So they both have equal